is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
New World Report with Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute. Migration, a worldwide phenomenon and putting pressure on governments around the world. Suella Braverman is the British Interior Minister. In visits to the United States these last days, Suella Braverman has brought a message that is consistent with the concerns in the United States about what migration, especially people who are coming in great danger across the English Channel, across the Mediterranean, across Central America, the pressure they put on the governances in the global north, says the minister, illegal migration and the unprecedented mass movement of people across the globe is placing unsustainable pressures on America, the UK, and Europe. I welcome Professor Ellis to comment on this. We're going to address migration not just in the Americas, but it's a phenomenon worldwide. And as you can see, Europe has no connection whatsoever to the migrants coming from Venezuela or the migrants that have been coming from the Northern Triangle in Central America. And yet is the same pressure on the government, Rishi Sunak's government, to do something, anything, calls a call from the newspapers. Professor, a very good day to you. I understand you are in the Dominican Republic, where in these last months I've done some reporting about a wall hastily constructed between the Democratic Republic, the Dominican Republic, and Haiti. And over time, I understand Haitians escaping the unacceptable conditions in Port-au-Prince and throughout the land have been migrating to the DR, and from the DR traveling to the mainland, South America, and from there into the United States. That was true last year. This year, the numbers may have changed profoundly. What can you say about migration and just the DR and Haiti? Good day to you.
Good day to you, John. You make an excellent point that the patterns of migration and the interdependence that it shows between people is a global phenomenon. It plays out in different places and in different ways. As you point out, talking to you here today from beautiful Santo Domingo, for the Dominican Republic, dealing with Haitian migrants coming across to the Dominican side of the border in search of greater economic opportunities, but all of the economic stresses and other difficulties that has imposed. And of course, as you also note, as things have gotten a lot worse in Haiti in recent years, the increased flow of Haitians also to the United States, not only to Miami, but also through the southern route, going like Venezuelans and Colombians and Cubans through the Darien Gap. What you point out with respect to Europe is the way in which part of the global phenomenon is people in search of safety, in search of greater opportunity, migrating to places where they perceive that will exist. And why some places over others. Sometimes it has to do with the perception of money or safety. Sometimes it has to do with where one has family. Sometimes it has to do with what the immigration policies are, a place where you can get in due to a visa, et cetera, et cetera. The stories vary, but the stories also tend to emphasize again and again the stresses that are put on the countries and the interdependence. For example, we find throughout the Americas, not only that do we have a crisis on the U.S.-Mexican border because of immigration flows, but we have a crisis, for example, on the Panamanian-Colombian border that's occasioned conversations between Panama's president and his Colombian counterpart, which has occasioned as migrants move farther north, conversations between Panama and Costa Rica to its north, which has occasioned conversations between Mexico and Guatemala. Much in the same way, like what is going on in Europe right now, as you point out, it's transformed and enforced conversations between countries, dealing with migration across the Mediterranean, across the English Channel, and they're often not pleasant conversations because we're talking about the need for multiple countries to collaborate, and oftentimes economically collaborate to address the stresses that are put on the system.
The Interior Minister of Great Britain, Suella Braverman, traveling, notes that one of the weaknesses of the migration story around the world is the UN's understanding of asylum and economic prospects. created 50 years ago, the 1951 UN Refugee Convention. I'm mentioning this because no amount of correction by Congress, no amount of correction by Parliament can address the UN only. Professor, you're extremely conversant with the thinking at the State Department. You served there, and at the Army War College, you can remain in constant communication with SOUTHCOM, with NORTHCOM, and with other allies of the United States. Is it generally understood that in order to address the migration phenomena, which is breaking sovereign powers and challenging governments to be sustained, that it has to be fixed at the UN level before we can get to the individual countries? Is that conversation going on?
Well, this is an excellent point, John. And this is something that when I was in President Trump's administration, we wrestled with, and the team in the Biden administration continues to wrestle with. But as you pointed out, it does have its roots in relatively well-established international law. As you note, the right of refuge, asylum in international law, going back far before the 1950s, has been recognized. But some of today's contemporary international law was really crystallized in that post World War II period, when you had many refugees from Europe and later the Cold War. However, flowing out of that, international assertions of the rights today has been given new stresses because of the size of the flows and certainly within the United States. One of the things that began to happen especially in the late 2010s, etc., and continuing today, was the use of the assertion of rights for asylum to really do what was economically inspired immigration. And so the problem is that the right to come into the United States if you assert a danger of prosecution as part of a particular group gets you really an expedited process, gets you a certain right to wait in the safe country that you apply. And so when that was a relatively small number of people, it was possible to say, okay, you have a legitimate fear, whether you're fleeing from communist Cuba, etc. Okay, well, come into the United States and we'll process you here where you'll be safe. But as more and more people fundamentally seeking economic asylum, we're saying, okay, we are fearful of gang violence, we are fearful of other things, began to say, hey, this gets me an expedited ticket to wait in the United States. The numbers of people applying for asylum rather than more traditional paths just exploded, and it overwhelmed the ability of our system to deal with that. And so there are many different legal maneuvers that were done under the Trump administration, saying, okay, well, if you've come through another safe country, you can't apply for asylum in the United States if you didn't apply for asylum in that other safe country. That occasioned the negotiation of a number of different agreements called asylum cooperation agreements. And ironically, the Biden administration, after strongly opposing that, has really ended up doing something somewhat similar today. But you're right, it really comes down to wrestling with the issue of, how do we change the way that we process and increase our capacity for processing asylum seekers to not violate the rights of people who have legitimate group-based asylum claims, while at the same time, how do we not allow this to be essentially exploited by people who are fundamentally using this as a loophole to pursue other things? But right now, the legal structures and our processing capabilities of the asylum fundamentally loophole are broken, and we're in the process of trying to redress that.
I'm speaking with Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute. We're addressing migration globally. We'll turn to migration in the Americas. This is CBS Eye on the World, the New World Report. I'm John Batchelor.